Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Holy shitballs.
Yeah. So, we're back.
Yes.
We survived HR.
Yeah. By the skin of our teeth, right?
God. It's a little bit worried.
Yeah.
We fared well. I have a confession to make.
Do tell.
I got to read the show description.
We're off to a good start again.
Off to a good start. So after yesterday, when HR was here, the Beast was here.
Yeah.
I went to management and I said we had a good meeting with HR and I got a pass. So I'm allowed to go home sometimes at night. I don't have to stay here.
Just what do you mean by sometimes? Like on a schedule? On,
well, you know, like once a week, I might be able to go home.
You get to go once a week?
Yeah. So I didn't know where to go, because I mean I can't remember how to get home anymore. So I went walking, and it's like I didn't even know how to get out of the building anymore, right? Because last time I thought, like, the way Christian Corey went when he left, like, I thought maybe that's the way to go, but there's dangerous forklifts out there that spear people, right? So I went into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that, you know, that there's that dark, dark corner on the west side there. It's like really, really dark.
Oh, okay. And like the place where like the light. Yeah, the one with, like, they never change the bulbs.
Yeah.
They won't change the bulbs. Okay.
But I don't know if you've noticed. Have you ever seen the Metal Lord walk over there?
No, I tend to just kind of hide behind the first thing I can find when I
see. It's usually Tom, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, I just hide behind Tom if the Metal Lord is, you know.
Hey, Metal Lord, I'm right here.
Yeah, he can take all the. You call the punishment.
He likes it.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, so I went into that black spot. Mm-hmm. And like, I think it really, really dark. I couldn't see anything. And I fluttered my eyes like a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened my eyes, like I just closed them. And when I opened my eyes, it wasn't raining. There was no brimstone. It was nice.
Hmm. Like, how nice.
There was like the sun was out. There was a bit of like a light rain shower. There was flowers.
And this was inside the building?
Outside. It was like a door to the outside. quite fascinating.
Hmm.
So I looked, I walked around, took a bit of a walk around, and then there was streets and street signs, and there was cars and things going around. I was in the Maritimes.
The Maritimes.
Yeah, like Eastern Canada, like times Eastern Canada.
How do you know it was Eastern Canada specific?
It's Martini time.
I think
oh.
we need to liven this up a little bit.
Made it.
we had to do this.
Yeah. Well, we made it a good record of how long before we cracked it.
Cold ones. Wait a minute. What is so? You can hear Tony. You can hear Tony in the pipes there.
I mean, if we try not to, we might not hear him.
Mm.
Just saying.
He is saying good evening, but it also says number one. So when he became the chairman, because remember he got promoted yesterday.
Yeah.
Which he felt like months ago, or weeks ago, but yeah. Oh, this is really good.
Yeah. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh man. This is really yummy.
It's a yummy beer.
Need some loving.
Yes.
Stinky ass summer with the something.
Nailed it. One
pipes
more time.
The pipes are saying that messages should be checked, apparently. So when I went on the other side, I had a point to the story. I wasn't meandering.
Okay.
Because we don't meander on this show.
No. Never.
I mean, The office, it's not a show. We're doing that work. But anyway.
Stick to the script.
Stick to the script, yes. I should read the script. But so I kind of traveled around. I kind of went around. And there was this, I think it's called a nightclub. The Beast was talking about performing in places. So I went there thinking maybe I could see her perform. But instead, I saw something else perform.
Nightclub.
Oh, not the ones that you hit over the head with.
I meant like a knight, like, you know, plate mail and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A sword, as they...
It was a club where knights gather.
Okay.
Yeah, but... And there was bands playing, so I would like to, if we could, play some Acadian metal.
Some Acadian metal. Okay. Yeah. I'm down. Lay it on me. What do we got?
I'm actually going to look it up, so you're going to have to entertain the masses. You tell me a story.
Okay, well... I mean, since our HR meeting the other day, I have a feeling that I'm being followed or watched. I just got this feeling, you know, you get all the hairs stand up on your back and you look behind and nothing. It's just people working, this and that. I don't know. I just got this weird feeling. I got this itch, you know, I've got this, I don't know, this. I think maybe I've contracted something or.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you, do you know? Have you ever had symptoms of...
I've had a contract before, but it didn't include a disease.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm just being paranoid, you know. I mean, maybe I need to get out of here. Maybe I need to find a way to get home once a week, because that's...
Okay, so you want me to talk to somebody.
I mean,
is what you're suggesting.
I mean, I'd appreciate it if you... I'm not expecting you'd be able to move the world, but I mean, if you could...
Grease a palm somewhere?
Yeah, you know, grease a palm.
You could grease a palm. So I'm trying to, so she gave me things to listen to. And I'm going to see if I can play these now.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
So Acadian metal. You know what? Let's just do it this way. It might just be easier.
Sure.
Yeah, so I went and listened to, well, I was only supposed to be out for one night.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay?
I was gone for a week. But it's only been a day for you, because time works differently here.
We're learning something new every day.
Wow, this
spending a week here. A week away from work.
Where is, oh no, I didn't save it here. God damn it. See what happens? You miss a week of work and this is what happens. You forget how to use everything. You got AI talking to you, you got stuff like that. All of my song selections are saved by, it looks like an 11-year-old.
I mean, it happens. Was that? I like that a lot. It's nice and I liked it. The name of the track was accurate, I would say.
It was, wasn't
Elephant
it?
Elephant Wizard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like that. I think I need to check out that.
So I think album. So I did the search. So what I did was when I went out into the world, they have high speed internet. I went into a cafe, and there was, like, a keyboard. There was actually a mouse. It wasn't all, like, DOS commands. Like, I could actually, like, use a mouse. And I connected, like, I clicked on, like, on a website, and it was there. It was
was amazing.
So what you're saying is there's a whole new world out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, what are we waiting for? Why don't we go right now?
Yeah, well, I think we should play another song first. Okay. So do you got something in mind?
All right. That's
I want to tell you the other thing I found when I came back.
Okay.
But I think we need to play another song. Do we want it now? Tony had been rattling in the pipes.
Yeah.
And there's a song he wanted to hear. Do we want to play one of his songs?
Okay, let's play his song.
We'll play his song. Okay. I got to find it here. Let's see. Where is it? Share. I'm going through all. He gave us a USB drive, so he's got share. He's got Mariah Carey. Scrolling through. And Murray. Wow. A lot of Burton Cummings in here. I don't know what's going on. Okay, we're going with this one.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's called... Oh, wait. You can't see this, can you? So I'll put it over here.
Okay.
It's called Winds of Time.
By
Wings of Steel.
Oh.
Or is it the other way around? I'm not sure. But it's really good.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Strategy, jump, escape, reality. The flame that burns the candle, the wave that sails the sea, the shadow of the rainbow, the rider of the wind, who pays the price for power, who's left to play the fool.
Thank you.
that. We need to be more 10-minute songs, because if they can have, like, this kind of structure, like, 10 minutes just flies by.
Oh, 10 minutes isn't a lot. 10 minutes in a song like this.
If done right, there's no problem with a long song. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, I was supposed to tell a story, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Okay, so...
I'm all ready for it. Come on. Come on.
The Metal Lord is missing.
You're just going to throw me right into that?
Yeah. I came back. There was a lot of chatter going on, and I realized I'd been gone for no more than a day, but I'd aged a week.
I mean, I have to ask, what were the signs of a week aging? And also,
well, like, my beard had grown in a little bit.
Okay, I guess I should have. I was like, I was hoping it would be like, I couldn't tell by my skin that it is a week.
I could tell by my skin.
It is a week drier than
my voice deepened a little bit more.
I was hoping it would be like a movie. You came back, like, and as I came back, and you have like the big wizard beard. And it's like, it's been a week. No, time has gone by. Beards grow when you're not looking at them. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I look like Ian McKellen.
You should come back and it is Ian McKellen.
Yes, I come back as Ian McKellen.
Magic of Acadia.
So what I noticed, we're a metal shop, right? Mm-hmm. There's steel slinging going on, sword making.
Yeah. Things people need on a day-to-day basis.
What other things are made out of metal? Forks.
Forks. Spoons. Knives. Sporks. Foons.
Metal chopsticks. There was metal chopsticks.
Knorks. You know, all the combos of those three utensils combined. They're all metal.
All metal.
Yeah.
So I noticed that we were starting to make plastic. They were disassembling some of the machines and making plastic. Yeah. So I was a little concerned. I was, you know, kind of asking around. I smell like flowers, by the way. I took a shower when I was out on the other side. I took several showers.
I thought you were a little too squeaky clean for your own good.
Yeah, so, you know, it was a little sad to be back.
Not even supposed to be here today.
But
here you are.
Here I am.
Wait, where was I during this? You came back and you're telling me this and I see
you. You fell asleep and I left. I went out the dark recesses.
Well, I had to have a nap after that HR meeting. They take it all out of me. Even though HR rep was very nice, you know, like this, you know, meetings and blah, blah, blah.
So I saw this guy walking around.
Describe him to me. In detail.
Well, how you doing today, Sean? I kind of talked like that.
Jack Nicholson?
Had glasses. Oh. And his hair was like a little bit floppy there on one side. Oh. And he wore, and he just said, yeah, I need you to get back to the trailer behind the metal shop. Yeah, that'd be great. We got some work we need to be done here. You know, like, yeah, I need you to work around the clock again.
Well, you had a week off, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm first time hearing him. I've never run into this. Sounds like a real weirdo.
He had ordered Dylan to take down the... We had posters of Ronnie James Dio on the walls. Mm-hmm. Ronnie James Dio and Ozzy and Slayer.
Yeah, all the...
And Pat Boone. Like, we had to take all those posters down.
Yeah.
And then and other posters were being put up.
Oh, like Lemmy and Halford and...
Burton Cummings.
So they were putting it up instead of putting it...
Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay.
Anne-Marie.
Hold on, I'm going to faint.
And a large, full-sized like stand-up of Mariah Carey and Christina Aguilera side-by-side. Rhymes with malaria.
Say that again.
Aguilera.
They put up a statue.
It's like a stand up, like, you know, like those ones they have when movies are out, and they'll have a full stand up of the talent. And I noticed there was music It wasn't the music you were playing. There was music piping in through the, there was these really shitty speakers, you know, like the kind you find in elevators. They had been installed and they were piping in Muzak versions.
What?
Of this song. You know, I was wondering if we were in hell, but now I'm sure of it.
Hold on.
What? I was told that, remember how we had casual Fridays where we didn't have to wear the torture gear?
Yeah.
You know, the chains and the whips and stuff?
Yeah.
They were going to have casual Fridays where y'all had to dress like Hootie.
Who?
T.
Gesundheit. wait, Hootie as in Hootie and...
The Blowfish.
What? What?
Yep. Now, this guy's name...
Sorry, I'm just choking on my own frustration here.
I believe his name was Donnie Rames Geo.
Donnie...
Rames Geo.
Rames Geo.
Mm-hmm. He had a bit of a... I told you, get the floppy hair and stuff.
Donnie Rames Geo.
Donnie Rames Geo.
Like... Ronnie James Dio?
Ronnie James. No, wait. How does that work? No, I don't know.
Well, I'm so confused. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. What is happening?
I don't know what to do. Apparently, the plant's been taken over, and now we're in a real version of hell.
Hmm.
Like, a real version of hell. Maybe we're getting away with playing, good music. It was something to get us through the days, and it was... But I think allowing us to play good music and then taking it away is a worse hell...
Yes.
Than just playing bad music all the time.
Yes, this is...
Because that temptation got taken away.
This is unacceptable. This is completely unacceptable. You know what we need to do? This... What is his name? Johnny James... What's his name? Johnny Rames... Donnie Rames Geo?
Donnie Rames Geo. Yeah.
Well, if his... That's the namesake, he... is thinking about, I think we need to do, as in the words of the true RDJ, RDJ. I'm getting my letters mixed up. I'm so furious.
And but the one thing he was singing, the one metal song he allowed was this one. I am the root. I am the table. He said that one was acceptable. So we may have to pause the music at a moment's notice if he's walking around.
We have to kill him, I think.
I think we do.
In the words of RJD, we need to take him.
DRJ?
Not this blasphemer. We need to take him down!
Oh, yeah, brother.
This is not how I expected my workday to go. Granted, I don't really know what I do.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Well, yeah, you're right.
All
right.
You know, I miss these days.
And I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. Satan is the Lord of the world. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. Satan for every boy and every girl.
Like those were the good days.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what the problem with society is? That when they took Satan out of schools, that was really that was when we started to go downhill as a society, let's be honest.
Yes.
You know, we used to do the Satan's prayer in the morning.
Yeah, Satan's prayer in the morning, yeah.
In the afternoon,
it's nice, you know.
But you know what? I've got something in mind if you... we need a palate cleanse with all this,
How do we dress? How do we dress as blowfish?
I don't even know. I don't even.
Like, what the fuck is a blowfish?
Like, is it like he's talking about a pufferfish? Or what are we talking? Like, are we getting Halloween costumes? What are we doing? What are we doing?
And where is Jimmins? Scene Jimmins. I think that's his buddy.
What is that? He got an assistant now.
Yeah, Scene Jimmins. Oh,
God, what goes on with this world?
You know what? That just made me think that we got to play this song. We'll just play a second of it.
If it's The Root, I swear to God. I swear.
Oh, I could do that.
Don't you do it.
No, I'm going to do this one instead. Let's move ahead a bit. That's Scene Jimmins. Anything your heart desires will come to you. Did you like that?
I did not expect that today. And there's been a lot of new things today, and I don't like new things.
Is it better than this?
You goddamn fucking know it is.
Okay, let's play some song. We need to cleanse the palate.
I have a palate cleanse. Okay. Now, here's what I'm thinking. It sounds like, because of change of leadership, of management, it sounds like our dreams have been put into the grave, but you know what we need to do to get them out of it?
Zombie hunters? Zombie killers? No.
I like that idea. Put that on the back burner, though.
Zombie hunters.
But before we hunt the zombies or we do any of that, which sounds fun. We should totally do that. I want to do that. From within the grave, you need to be exhumed. Minus the exhumer. You have to be an exhumer.
Oh, exhumer.
Sorry. I should have.
Not that other one.
I was like, I should have known there's a band with that. You've heard this band?
No, I have not. I've heard Exhumed.
Okay, so this album here, see, they are a band that had very little to do, as you can see by the albums that are released.
Yes, there's only two here.
But that's because sometimes you need quality over quantity. We've been holding on to this one for some time, but it's time to release it. We're doing some in the album Possessed by Fire. If you have not heard Possessed by Fire yet, you'll never forget the album.
So I don't even know, what are we going to listen to here? Like, these are all incredible song titles.
Yeah, it's... once you hear one of these, you will just have to play this album in your own spare time, because you'll listen to it and you'll be like, this... Why didn't this band make, you know... In your own fantasy world of your own Big Four, this album is like... German Big Four, you're like,
this is a German Big Four.
German
thrash, because we talked about playing German Big Four. Yeah.
So I think we're going to do, God, which one? There's so many good ones. Do Destructive Solution.
Destructive Solution. Yeah. Exhumer.
Exhumer.
Here we go. Yeah, right up.
solution. Come, play, check the solution.
Save this one. Hopefully, I save this one. How was that?
I think that was very nice.
I quite enjoyed that. That was actually really good.
I'd say if you're in the mood for like a thrash album and you got 36 minutes of work or something in the background, put it on.
It's just
start to finish, just solid, just all out. All the songs are good. Just it's a band that's, you know, what could have been, right? Like, and this is their first album. This is their first studio album. You're like, fuck, what could have happened with this band if they had been...
And what year? That was in 1986.
And this is an 86, you know, the year of for thrash. This was like all the bands had, a lot of the big bands that are mainstays for thrash, this year was, it's like the planets aligned.
Yeah.
Master Pup, you got...
Everything. That was a great year.
A lot of the classic ones, they have an album out that year, and you're like, that's probably your best album.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of cases, or one of the... It's 86 was the thrash year. Like, no doubt.
Yeah. This includes it was for sure.
Yeah. And I was not there.
we're getting more rattling in the pipes here. Yeah. Do you want to go take a listen there and see who's in the pipes?
Let me give it a poke. Okay. Anyone in there? Anyone in there?
So Tony was, I think he said something like, it sounds like Sacred Reich, Suicidal Tendencies. Yeah, the good Suicidal Tendencies when they're like really thrashy. And then Danielle is back.
Nice. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
I'll give you a party
emoji. I'm curious, Danielle, are you wearing your Hootie and the Blowfish t-shirt? We'll wait till she answers. There's a 30-second delay, I think. So, but anyway, wait, whose pick is it now? Is it me? Okay. So was I gonna go?
You've got a decision to make. You have a decision, my child. You have.
What am I gonna play? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going. You know what? I had a plan. I guess I can take this off now. We've played this one. Remove playlist. Yeah, you know what? We're going to play this. No, but I want to stay heavy. I want to stay heavy. Fucking hell. All right, yeah, I'm going to go with this one. This was my original plan. I'm going with this one. This is another Acadian metal band, and they are called Ibex. Ooh. And the song is called The Hurt Sets In. Cool. I'm wondering if the people in the pipes like that.
Well, I think they have no choice now.
So this is another one of the bands I found when I went through the portal, mm-hmm. To the non super hot world that we live in. They're from Moncton, New Brunswick.
Nice.
I saw them perform.
Nice.
And I met them, and I got a tattoo. No, I'm just kidding.
Show us. Show it.
No, I don't have one. so they started in 2009. Their influences are, I'm not going to say them because I want to play one of their influences later.
Yeah. Then never mind about the influences.
They like music, apparently.
well, I'm glad to hear. Our drummer came. He hates music.
And it looks like they're really actually pretty like established. Like, oh, here you go. The New Brunswick music page. You know how they have Manitoba music? Yeah. They've got a New Brunswick music page. Oh, this is not good to see because I'm going to find a lot of music I love.
Don't want the temptation.
Don't want the temptation. Okay, well, what now?
All right. There's one that I've been wanting to play. We couldn't find it, but maybe if we have multiple ways to look at it, I want you to look again if you wouldn't mind. Could you put it on the...
Oh, yes, I will put it there.
If you don't mind, Pego. I want you to look up Lucifer, but it's...
She sits alone. God damn it!
Oh.
God damn it! That came through our speakers. Someone is fucking with our sound system.
We've been hacked. We should tell them to Scott Stapp.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Come over there. All right. Okay. What do we want to play?
So it's Lucifer, but instead of a C, it's a Z. Lucifer. There we go. We look last time. I refuse to believe. I refuse to believe that this is not a thing.
Oh, wait. We'll
click whatever that is. I don't know.
Lucifer Jr.? Lucifer.
Oh, there.
The bottom one?
This one.
That looks better.
Oh, my. Where was that? Okay. All right. We're back on track. All right. I heard this band, and I think they have one album called Iron Shackles.
Shackles. Hey, we don't wear shackles anymore.
Yeah.
So, can I?
Yes.
Okay, pick your song, and then I'm going to tell you what happened.
All right, we're going to listen to The Barrow Downs.
The Barrow Downs.
That's the song I wanted to hear. And last time it just didn't show up, and now it's like, yeah, I'm here. I was here the whole time. And I know we spelled with a Z, I'm pretty damn sure.
Lucifer.
Because I know that's how they spell it differently.
Yes.
So.
What I noticed is that not a single person is chained to their machine anymore out there.
Well, that's just a safety concern. And
they started implementing PPE in the plant.
What?
People are wearing like steel toe boots and they're wearing hard hats. Like they've actually established safety in the plant until Donnie showed up. Donnie Rames Geo showed up.
And then what happened?
He started shackling people with plastic chains.
Plastic?
We're going to turn into a plastic fabricating plant.
Not on my watch.
I know how you feel about plastic.
I don't care for plastic. It gets coarse and rough and it gets everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care for it. What are we making?
Like when I go to the store, when I go to the store, I use metal bags.
I got some plastic in my throat. Okay, I like that a lot. All my clothing, underwear, metal. Just my skin hates it, but it's good for the environment. Oh God! Ooh. I'll show you some other time. Not today.
All right.
All right,
well, but I've noticed that things have changed here
for the worst.
Well, they were getting better. I don't think the Metal Lord was a bad guy. Yeah. I think he's been played as a chump, but he's not a chump.
Seems this conspiracy goes quite deep, deeper than we know.
You know what it's time for?
Yes,
another one. So we are. If I wish we were promoting this stuff.
If you would like to sponsor us, please email them.
Please sponsor us.
Put your email on the screen. I don't know. You do it. You're the... No, actually, do it. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a great beer. 1919 is phenomenal.
I was going to say that was a very good year, but it's...
Well, it's not a good year.
It was specifically...
Because it wasn't.
It was specifically not, and that's why.
It's, yeah.
It's...
Historical. If you don't know what it is, you know...
Come on down to Winnipeg and... Oh, wear your metal underwear, because they'll try to steal it.
That's right. They're going to make you wear, you know, like, linen underwear or something. You know, like, jean fabric underwear.
Next thing you know, they'll be telling us to take our shoes off when we come into a house. Ridiculous.
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 All right. Let's listen to this Barrow Downs.
Avoid all whispers, trust no sound. Danger's creeping all around. Avoid all whispers, trust no sound. And there is fog upon the Barrow Downs.
There we go.
And there we go.
How did people feel about that one?
Don't all speak at once.
Oh, thank God. Did everybody answer the poll?
Oh, hold on. I just did.
Just you?
Well, I mean, I answered it. If you just put it now, I don't know. Fucking some criminal minds before this. Well,
criminal minds. Donnie Rain's Geo.
A criminal mind is all.
All I've ever had.
Earlier, like I said, when I said, you know, we've got to take him down. Originally, before I really thought that was a better one, I thought we were going to go the, you know, in the words of Burton Cummings, we got to take this guy down, do down.
Down, do down.
Down, down. Either way, Ronnie James and Burton won't do.
That because of you, I got to fucking put this on.
The criminal mind.
You guys remember this one?
Yeah.
It's kind of metal.
It's not a bad song. I like
it's a great song. Good. Do you remember the video for this?
No, I was, I'm born in 1990.
Oh my God, dude.
Even though I went on that whole 1986 thing, I was not born. Ooh. That's creeping me right out.
Yeah, no one else can see this, but... And he's singing for, like, Styx now.
Oh, he replaced Dennis?
Dennis...
DeYoung.
DeYoung.
Boom. I mean, I can see it, the voices.
It's an animated video. Partially animated. Okay. It's like Roger Rabbit shit going on.
Oh, that okay, cool.
It's worth checking out. I think Gowan, I think would have been great singing for a theatrical metal band. I think that would have been his.
Oh yeah,
his
anyone with that kind of like the stick, that kind of stick style or whatever. Like it's like you guys could just easily do power metal.
Oh God, yeah, totally.
A lot of people could if they wanted like to try. I don't know, you know, they'd have to. You need a good band to like help. Not be generic power metal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lot of it, the singer is the star, right?
Okay, well, you said power metal, so let's play some power metal. We're going to play a band from, I believe...
Sweden?
Memphis. They're a Swedish metal band.
Swedish Memphis.
But I think they're from Memphis, but they play Swedish metal.
Hmm.
They dress up... I can't do it for the listeners at home, but... I think they have a video for this, so this is going to be quite good. It's called The Maiden, and the band is Valkyrie's Fire.
Cool.
Tony knows exactly who this is. He's a huge fan. Let's play it.
Oh,
Okay. That's that was nice.
That was good.
I mean, yeah. I always like I like those. There's those power metal bands where they have like a really almost operatically trained female singer.
Yes,
like,
I
like
love
she's
that.
Got a very nice voice. That's and then you did that, and I was like, well, that's I think you're that's just a little disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It was. I don't think I could hit that note. So
no, definitely. Well, I couldn't. I just fell on my face.
No, you did pretty good. I think you did good.
Actually, I was like drinking. It's like, oh, I gotta hit the note now. And
yeah, this is the only time.
The only time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You got something for me?
Let's stick with the power metal.
So we played a Tony song. We played a Mark Meyer song. That's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a...
Oh.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we need a Danielle song.
I don't know. Well, okay, well, if Danielle has something she wants to hear, she can say it in the chat,
yeah.
Unless Criminal Minds is far too interesting.
Oh, come on now.
Come on now.
Come on now, buddy.
But we should each have one ready, too.
Okay.
Or she can come in after
I have one ready if she wants to put it, and we can always do hers after.
Sure.
All right, we're going to South America, baby.
Ooh.
You ever heard of Angra?
Huh?
Angra.
I wouldn't like you in your Angra.
Good one, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, right. You're there.
Angra. Okay. Right, actually, yeah. Here's the thing. Look at the picture.
Yeah.
Now, the song I'm picking is not... going to have
is this that Weird Al in the middle there?
No, but that so the song I'm going to pick is from their first album. So he is a recent, apparently I found out he plays with them. So if you see the guy in the middle, mm-hmm. You've heard him before. The songs I've played, he is the former frontman for Rhapsody, Fabio Leone.
Oh,
so I looked and I said, oh, it says you know, former members and stuff, and they have their former guitarist in the song I'm about to play is, I think, currently or was playing in the last 10 years with Megadeth on a few of their albums. Kiko Laree.
Oh, Kiko.
Kiko is this. Is,
oh.
This is their first album we're going to play. Kiko is okay. Was with. He did a lot with them. But I've been told that currently he is. Might be touring stuff. They might have done an album where they're working. But Fabio is singing with them. And I'm. You know, I'm very glad to see Fabio go around. He's fantastic.
Oh, he's amazing.
I just, every so often, I'd love the old Rhapsody crew together and just bring me another chapter from an ancient tome.
Yeah.
Christopher is not here with us to narrate, but that won't.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just me dreaming. So, we're going to go to the first album. I think it's... The album is 96? Called
96. Is it Freedom Call?
No, it's they're all in a weird order here.
Okay, let's do this.
Angels Cry is 93. To the left, it has the actual statue. Yeah, one more.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah.
So click that is the album. We are going to do the second song, Carry On. I think that'd be a good introduction.
My Wayward Son.
No, but I think it'll be a good introduction to how they are because. I'm wondering with Fabio and how this song is, you can probably hear that it's not. I mean, Rhapsody is Rhapsody, but it's not a far stretch from like it. It this is their first album, and I think they it sounds like they might go to some epic places. So,
epic is good.
Yeah, Brazilian band. I don't think a lot of people give them the credit they are, but as you can see, they have been going on since 93, and they've got a lot of stuff worth listening. 100%, 110%. So.
All right, let's go. Let's try this out. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was joyous.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty fun. Pretty nice.
I want to play something different. A little bit different. It's heavy rock. It's not quite metal. Yeah. But oh yeah, we're gonna do this. Okay, so it's a band called Thunder Funk.
Mm. Yeah, and I'd be worried for a second.
So I'm debating. They have a song about hockey.
Mm.
They have a song about. Maybe we'll go this one. I'm gonna go to this one. Okay, the song's called Shockwave. This will probably take a second to happen because we're playing from a thumb drive. Come on now. Come on now.
I That was good.
A little bit of funk.
A little bit of
thunder. A little bit of thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da. What was that song?
What?
What? Imagine Dragons.
Oh my god, what? I thought you were trying to do Thunderstruck, and I said, oh my god.
Thunder. No. My kids love Imagine Dragons. Wait. I just broke the fourth wall there for a second.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I remember seeing clips of I have headphones in, so I don't hear the audio, thankfully. But I see Imagine Dragons in a music video and they're playing, and it's like, I think there's just like a guitar, like there's like a normal 4-piece band, I think, or 3. And I'm thinking, like, from what I remember, like, none of you needed to bring instruments from the way this band sounds. Like,
yeah.
It's just someone with a MacBook, like, okay, guys. You don't have to pretend you're... Anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
Yuck. No, I'm just kidding. Yuck. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
I didn't mean to yuck your yum or well, yum I'm, your yuck. Or
well, whatever. I'm yucking your yuck.
So it looks like Anne Marie was voted as the most evil person between her and Burton Cummings. It's the poll we just did.
Fair. How many votes did we get?
I don't know. It doesn't tell you. I was like, aww. Where's the like the votes? Like,
come on.
Who voted? It doesn't say how many people voted, so I don't know. But I'm glad you guys sided with Anne Marie.
Yeah, she's just.
I think Anne Marie has a devil's haircut.
Probably. Yeah, she's, you know, Satan comes in many forms.
Which means we got to play this song again.
And I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan.
Anyway.
I'm bored.
Okay, we got. We're gonna play one more song and take us out. I think I got. I'm gonna see if I can go to the dark corner of the plant and escape again.
Can I come?
Notice that chain is not locked anymore, and the one around your ankle.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying, can I come?
Yep, for sure.
That okay. Or I'm gonna gnaw this leg off, but I guess I don't have to do that.
Okay, well let's play a song. Tony was shouting through the.
Don't mind that. That's just me removing that chain.
All right. Tony made a suggestion through the pipes. So let's play another Tony song. I think that'd be good. Oh, this sounds good. Oh, yeah. Look at that. All right. Let's see if we can play this one. Oh, wait. No, I got it wrong. All right. Here we go. Here it is, Speed Queen, The World Ends Tonight. Folks, we're going to leave. We'll be back in a day, but it's probably going to be weeks. My time, your time?
However time works.
However time it works.
In your current...
We should go see Spectre play or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. Let's all do right. It.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming along.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey, gang. Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/Sean Geek Podcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/Sean Geek Podcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.